Outside the gates of Athens, a crowd gathered to greet Theseus and praise his brave victories. When Theseus appeared, the crowd surged forward, lifted the hero onto their shoulders, and carried him through the streets. From the balcony of his palace, King Aegeus watched this great outpouring of love. "Bring this hero to me," the king commanded, "for I wish to meet him, and thank him too." So Theseus was ushered into the palace to meet the king and recount his victories over Cercyon, Sinus, and the horrible Siron. The king, however, saw the sword at Theseus's side and the sandals on his feet.
"You are my son," King Aegeus interrupted, rushing from his throne to hug Theseus.
When the Athenians heard this, they were doubly happy, for not only was Theseus a hero, but also a prince. To celebrate the return of his son, Aegeus arranged a great celebration in Athens that night. Everywhere in the city, people feasted, danced, and lit torches in the temples. Chapter 2. A Cruel Ransom. In the palace, Theseus dined with the king and his closest friends. The people of the court questioned Theseus about his adventures, and they marveled at his bravery and strength. Aegeus, however, said little, and his thoughts seemed far away. From the frown on the king's face, Theseus detected that he was troubled. "Father, what is wrong?" Theseus asked. "Why do you frown on this night when you are reunited with your son?" With a sigh, Aegeus replied, "Make no mistake, Theseus. Our reunion is a source of great joy for me. But tonight I grieve for those sad parents who will lose their children tomorrow. I grieve for the 14 of Athens' finest youths who must go to Crete to die."